Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle, and I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. I was thinking about the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, and I'm so thankful for the men and women who have served our country in the military and for those who continue to serve and protect us today. For all the families that have lost loved ones, we pray for you. And I would encourage you today at the close of this time that you would spend some time praying for those families that you know that have lost loved ones in the military or even currently have members of their family serving in our military today. Again, thank you for your service and thank you for your faithfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in our affliction with the comfort by which we ourselves are comforted by God." What an amazing two verses that talk about God's comfort in our affliction and our comfort in others' affliction. As you read these two verses, you see comfort mentioned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times, that word. And then you see affliction also mentioned over and over again. So you've got this picture of affliction, of suffering, of pain, of hurt in this world with which we are familiar in varying degrees. Think about the reality in times in my own life, and I'm guessing times in your life. Maybe some of you are walking through affliction and pain right now. We live in a world where affliction is real. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 reminds us that we have a God who gives comfort in affliction. He is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. That's His name. Our God is the God of all comfort. Our God is the Father of mercies, and He comforts us in our affliction. Hear the good news of the Bible in this passage. When we walk through affliction, God is not distant from us. God is not far from us. Quite the opposite. God is with us. He comforts us in our affliction. And the beauty here is not just that we might receive His comfort, but that we are comforted by God Himself. And then we can be a reflection of His comfort to others, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. You know, when I see someone else in affliction, I want to be a reflection of that comfort from God to them. And this is the way the body of Christ works. We're intended to care for one another with the same comfort that we've received from God. So, Father, I pray right now. I pray for the people who are listening to this, who are walking through affliction of all kinds. I won't presume to know all the ways that people are experiencing affliction right now, but God, I praise You that You know all those ways. You know every one of them. And not only do You know the affliction they're walking through, but You are the God of all comfort. You're the Father of mercy. So shower Your mercy down, I pray. Show Your comfort. Bring comfort in their affliction. God, we pray for this, for brothers and sisters right now who are walking through affliction. We plead for You to show Your comfort, and we know Your will. Father, we know You will be faithful to Your word. You are the God of all comfort. And I pray, oh God, that You would help us as those who have been comforted by You, that we would show comfort to others, to love others well in affliction, to care for others well in affliction, to uphold one another and to pray for one another, to be with one another. Father, to provide for one another in ways that show Your comfort. God, we praise You, ultimately for sending Jesus into a world of suffering and sin to pay the price for our sin, that we might have eternal life, that we might have the hope that one day there will be no more affliction. This is our greatest comfort. We know that suffering will not have the last word with You. We praise You for Your resurrection from the grave, Lord Jesus. We praise You that we have hope, that in this world we have tribulation and affliction, but there's coming a day when it will all be over and You will wipe every tear from our eyes. And this is our greatest comfort, and we praise You for it. We praise You for the hope that we have in Christ, and not just in the future, for the comfort we have from You today. In Jesus' name, I pray.